Welcome to our favorite program, Everyday English. In the last few programs, we've been looking at the grammar of tense agreement. This has often been referred to by some grammarians as the sequence of tenses rule. First, it is about verbs of saying, alleging, promising, denying, and so on. I mean verbs like
deny, say, allege,
claim, insist, remark, declare.
For example,
I claim that this is not a bona fide document.
She denied that I had confronted him with the allegation.
In the two sentences that you just heard, a present tense form of the verb of saying is followed by a present tense form of one of the auxiliary verbs, while a past tense form of the verb of saying is followed by a past tense form of one of the auxiliary verbs. That's what we have claimed so far. Now, we would like to expand and modify the rule a little. The first modification takes some such form as this. A verb of saying in the present tense should be followed by a verb in the present tense. For example,
they know I swim regularly.
They know I swim regularly. Both know and swim are in the present tense. The first verb know is present, but the second verb swim is not an auxiliary verb. And yet, the sentence is correct. In other words, our earlier rule was too narrow. We limited it to the tenses of auxiliary verbs. Here's another sentence related to the first.
They knew that I swam regularly.
They knew that I swam regularly. Both verbs are in the past. Knew is one of the verbs we have arbitrarily called verbs of saying. It is in the past tense. And the verb that follows later is also in the past. It is not an auxiliary verb.
They knew that I swam regularly.
Now, listen to a couple of sentences illustrating our point.
John insisted that his brother sold diamonds.
John insisted that his brother sold diamonds. Past tense of the verb insists, followed by another verb in the past tense, later in the sentence, sold. This is the first modification of the rule of tense agreement of verbs in sequence of tenses. The second verb need not be an auxiliary. It can be any verb. The first verb belongs to a class of verbs in English. As already explained, they include
say, claim, remind,
insist, remember, think, promise,
tell, deny, fear.
They are followed by the unstressed word that, as in
he remembers that she was a lawyer.
He remembers that she is a lawyer.
Now, a further modification about the grammatical rule of tense agreement. And that is this. The first verb can be in the present while the second is in the past. I repeat. The first verb can be in the present tense while the second is in the past tense. Here's an example of what I mean.
I know that John sold diamonds?
I know that John sold diamonds. Kofi knows at present, at the time of speaking, that John carried on a certain activity in the past. He knows now that John sold diamonds during a certain period in the past.
I know that John sold diamonds.
But the following sentence is also correct.
Kofi knew that John sold diamonds.
What is unusual is the related sentence.
Kofi knew that John sells diamonds.
Now let's listen to the set of sentences once more.
Kofi knows that John sells diamonds.
A correct and normal sentence.
Kofi knew that John sold diamonds.
Also, a correct and normal sentence.
Kofi knows that John sold diamonds.
Correct and normal.
Kofi knew that John sells diamonds.
That's incorrect. Now, here's a short dialogue. I'd like you to listen to it carefully, paying attention to the rules of grammar that we've just discussed.
He has brought the globes.
Who?
Sebastian.
For what do we need them?
For the newly installed lights, of course.
But Sebastian knows that we bought several of these yesterday.
He does? Does he?
He should, shouldn't he?
I happen to know that he was told we didn't need any more of those globes. Not the type he has brought anyway.
I think there's a mix-up somewhere.
Probably. You know, don't you, that Sebastian was here all day when these things were being talked about.
I wasn't aware until a moment ago that he was here at all.
Now, let's listen to the dialogue once more, this time more slowly.
He has brought the globes.
Who?
Sebastian.
For what do we need them?
For the newly installed lights, of course.
But Sebastian knows that we bought several of these yesterday.
He does, does he?
He should, shouldn't he?
I happen to know that he was told we didn't need any more of those globes. Not the types he has brought anyway.
I think there's a mix-up somewhere.
Probably. You know, don't you, that Sebastian was here all day when these things were being talked about.
I wasn't aware until a moment ago that he was here at all.
Thank you both for the dialogue and for the discussion. Now, listeners, I hope you noted the relevant examples in the dialogue. Do join us tomorrow if you have time. In the meantime, we wish you a good day and cheers. Goodbye.